This is Podcast Ping with Patrick McNamara. Greetings and salutations. In this show, I will be reading A Visit from St. Nicholas, better known today as The Night Before Christmas by Clement Moore, with music intermixed. A Visit from St. Nicholas is likely the most famous Christmas poem, yet it was first published anonymously. This has led to some controversy over the ownership. Clement Moore is credited as being the author, since he claimed ownership in a later book of poetry. Moore worked as a literary professor and may have initially been embarrassed to produce a work some would consider childish, or may not have felt it to have the quality it should for a person of his literary credentials. There has been a case that the real author was Henry Livingston, Jr., although Livingston never made any known claim himself. The primary argument for his authorship is the similarity the poem has to his style of poetry, although many poets will often produce works that would fit the style of other poets. Just because an old poem may be a sonnet doesn't mean that Shakespeare wrote it. It's more likely that since Livingston was about 30 years older and both men lived in New York and were distant relations, that Moore read at least one of Livingston's poems and was influenced by his style. Once the poem achieved popularity, Moore showed no reservations about making claim to the poem. While some, particularly Livingston's descendants, may argue against Moore's ownership, the public has come to accept Moore as the author, and it would only hurt Livingston's and his family's reputation for any claim to be made otherwise. Besides, the average person probably couldn't say who wrote it and might just as easily attribute it to Dr. Seuss. And now, a reading of A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Moore, as read by Patrick McNamara. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mamma in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
Bless the beasts and the children, for in this world they have no voice, they have no choice. Bless the beasts and the children, for the world when the darkness surrounds them, give them love, let it shine all around them. Bless the beasts and the children, give them shelter from the storm, keep them safe, keep them warm, light their way when the darkness surrounds. Silent is a snowflake in the night. Holy is the spirit of this night. All the world is calm and peaceful. All the world is bright and joyful. Spirit
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a lustre of midday to objects below, when, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. Driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Over the hills, round the bend, I see Santa Claus coming again. Up in the sky, riding his sleigh, I see Santa Claus making his way.
The girls and boys with lots of toys. Oh, girls and boys, it's Christmas.
Out on the rooftops doing the shimmy, I see Santa Claus down the chimney. He got the goods to make you smile. Will you see him today? He'll be here in a while.
All girls and boys, outside, outside,
bringing lots of toys.
Inside, outside,
all girls and boys,
inside, outside,
it's Christmas.
up to you is what you dream that brings you through. From the streets of Manhattan to Baton Rouge, I see Santa Claus coming through, making his way from San Francisco to Maine. I see Santa Claus in Texas again, New Mexico and Florida, the Vegas Strip, Chicago too, across the sea to Hawaii, up in Alaska, coming through, coming round to you. Over the hills, across the plains, I see Santa Claus coming again, year after year, with no delay. I see Santa Claus making his way.
As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle mount up to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
Used to love this time of year when I had
was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
Walk through the shopping malls, dance through the liquor store, because soon Santa Claus will be knocking on my door. There is no time for goofing off. There's no time to watch TV, because you see, Christmas is counting. Got to get off my feet. Oh, how I hate to sit there. The post office is open, acting like little ants. Oh, how I was hoping they would still have Christmas stamps. There is no time for goofing off. There's no time to watch TV, because you see, Christmas is
the stub of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
Christmas time, once again, a time for family and all of our friends. Christmas tree with twinkling lights, and gifts from Santa Claus on a silent night. 'Cause it brings me love, and it brings me joy, the smile on the face of my baby boy. It's a simple little gift, the gift of love. I don't need ribbons on a pretty box, wrapping paper or a card that talks. All I need, Christmas cheer, some peace on earth and a happy new year. 'Cause it brings me love and it brings me joy, like the smile on the face of my baby boy. It's a simple little gift, the gift of love. It's a simple little gift, the gift of love. Bears and building blocks, choo-choo trains and a doll that walks, memories of Christmas Day, watching all the children run and play, 'cause it brings me love and it brings me joy. A smile on the face of my baby boy. It's a simple little gift, the gift of love. It's a simple little gift, the gift of love.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But he heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
All of the drunks dressed up like Santa Claus, ring salvation, army bells. The town square's quiet, the juke joints are empty. Everyone's buying what no one can sell. And a girl I loved once came to me last night in a dream. Secret to tell, and she whispered close, "Can't you hear the ocean?" As she leaned her ear against a shotgun shell. Dark was the night, cold was the ground. I could barely make out the song of the ghost repeater singing hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Willie Mays crying at the toll booth to heaven with a bottle of gin and a gold tooth smile, where the dreams pile up all washed out and broken, thick as the stars on the Miracle Mile. The movie's over, the theater is empty, the credits are starting to roll, and the wages of sin don't adjust for inflation. It's a buyer's market when you sell your soul. Dark was the night, cold was the ground. I could barely make out the song. Repeaters singing hallelujah. His truth is marching on. The plaza's dark and the picket doors are dreaming. Blood in the alleys, rust on the vines. They sandbag the bowls, prop up the matadors. It's a sweetheart contract, they're taking their time. And all the ghost prisoners who aren't in the ghost prisons, don't weep at the sound of your name. They just stare at the clouds of passenger pigeons
swinging back home to the cities of the plain. Dark was the night, cold was the ground. I could barely make out the song. But the ghost repeaters singing hallelujah. Here's the truth, there's a marching on. Fifth Avenue Christmas tree is shining tonight through the cold and the rain to light all the faces in the live nativity down on the floor of the stock exchange. Dark is the night, cold is the ground. The armies march out to defend, and the ghost repeaters of the revelators sing peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Music on this podcast came courtesy of podshow.com at music.podshow.com. Music on this podcast has been Bless the Beasts and the Children, Peace on Earth by Deidre Johnson, Festival of Lights by Alicia Bay Laurel, Santa on His Way by Miss Christian, Christmas Without You by Beatrice Erickson, Christmas is Counting on Me by Lee Harris, The Gift of Love by Chaz, and Ghost Repeater by Jeffrey Foucault. Introduction was by Patrick McNamara. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening.